This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. We are back for season six. Season six of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is presented by Hooters. They are our title sponsor for the fifth year in a row. And for those of you like me who live in the greater Tampa Bay area, they'd like to inform you they have a new location in Odessa. Some might call it Trinity as well. I know it as the Road to Fox Hollow Golf Club. It's just a minute west of the Suncoast Parkway in Odessa at 16070 State Road 54. Also, if you're a fan of outdoor dining, you will love this location. And it's got a lot of space outside and inside. So make sure that you check out the newest original Hooters location in the greater Tampa Bay area. If you prefer to pick up takeout, you can do easy online ordering at originalhooters.com. So thanks to Hooters for being with us for season six of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. As I have been doing in all of the previous podcasts this season, if you want to get in on playing in one of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast leagues that we have done for 4 years running now, so this will be year five of doing actual leagues connected to the podcast. I don't believe we did one year one. We started doing leagues connected with the podcast for listeners in year two, and we expanded the number of leagues we had one in year two in year three in year four, and then obviously we had some challenges in year five, so we scaled back to sort of one all-star league, but this year we will have a minimum of two, and we can go more based on demand. So if you would like to play in one of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast leagues, and I don't address this, I guess it's one of the bigger questions. Many say, well, how much? None of the leagues that I'm involved with cost anything. All right? Sure, I play daily. That's different. That's my own personal thing. And yeah, I play leagues that cost or can win money on DraftKings. These aren't like that. These season-long leagues, there is no entry fee and never has been with any league associated with me. None of my personal leagues and none of my podcast leagues. So I'll keep reiterating that in the podcast because some of you assume there's an entry fee. No. And throwing this out there, I'm still talking to Sean Sullivan and Bill Curry Ford about what we are going to do. Last year, unbeknownst to me, and once we already had the commitments for our one podcast league, we all arrived at Bill Curry Ford, where we drafted on the showroom floor after the dealership closed on a Sunday, and Sean Sullivan said, you can go ahead and tell everybody that the winner of the league is going to get a $1,000 check from us. And I'm talking to him about what he might be in a position to do again this year. It's totally up to him. He was very generous last year. Bill Curry Ford is a big supporter of mine, as well as JoeBucksFan.com. So we'll see. So A, you don't pay anything to play in my podcast leagues. And B, last year, Robert Wright was the winner and got surprised that he won $1,000 from Bill Curry Ford. So something similar could be the case this year. The prize is, according to Bill Curry Ford, I'm guaranteeing you there's no entry fee. And much like even in my personal league, the foundation, there's no entry fee. We play for hardware. We play because we enjoy it. We play to make, you know, jokes with each other. And we play for a trophy that I maintain and put names on every year. That is currently sitting in my friend Joey DePompo's office as the general manager of Tampa Bay Downs Golf. Because he won his first fantasy championship in the foundation last year in the final against his wife. Having Alvin Kamara certainly didn't hurt. That was the Alvin Kamara Christmas miracle. So no entry fee, and you may win money from Bill Curry Ford. So if you are interested in playing in one of my fantasy podcast leagues, send me an email. This is the only way you can do it. Introduce yourself to me, whether I know you or not, whether you've played in a league in the past or not. ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com, ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. Introduce yourself. Give me your full name. Give me your phone number in case I need to call you. Obviously, the email is important because I have a way to write you back when the time is right. Tell me about your fantasy football experience. It's not required, but if you have it, I'd like to know about it. And I'd like to know about your enthusiasm for fantasy football. It's for those of you in the greater Tampa Bay area. Now we have Greg drives down from Ocala to play in these leagues. I've heard from him. You are welcome to drive in from another city. I don't think anybody's going to fly in. I don't think Bill Curry Ford's given away enough money to incentivize those of you who would need to fly in to come be at one of our drafts. But I require you to be there physically. That's the way I do it. At some point, maybe down the road, since so much more stuff is being done via Skype and Zoom, I will do a league exclusively for people outside the Tampa Bay area via Skype and Zoom. As of right now, there's not demand for that. That could be something I explore when the demand is there, once we get some other local leagues established and I get them, you know, inside the doors of Bill Curry Ford for a draft. Besides, I like seeing people on draft night. I like talking to people. I like interacting. I like the looks on their faces when they make certain picks, and the looks on their faces when other people make certain picks. That's always been part of the fun of it for me. So if you are in the greater Tampa Bay area, or if you're outside the greater Tampa Bay area and you want to make the drive, I am organizing these leagues now. I cannot give you a date nor a time for when we will be doing the draft, but I'm working on that, and that goes hand in hand with how many people want to play. So email me at this time, ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com, ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com, if you are interested in playing in one of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast leagues. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, of course, brought to you by Hooters with the support of Sean Sullivan at Bill Curry Ford, and continue listening to the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast as we're going to crank out 50 episodes of the fantasy podcast this year, the most ever, with a number of them here leading up to the beginning of the season. And then I'm going for 2 week, weeks 1 through 17, because as I've already told you here in the podcast, everything I used to say about week 17 now applies to week 18. If you are playing in a fantasy football league and you are playing for a championship in week 18, you need to get out of that league or fire that commissioner, because those week 18 games are extremely flawed and you should not have your final game and your result determined by playing in week 18. Used to apply to week 17, but now we've got an extra game of fantasy football this year. I'm extending in my leagues the regular season to 14 weeks, and we'll have 3 weeks of playoffs, week 15, week 16, week 17, and we're done. Week 18 does not matter. That's the way fantasy football should be played, other than in daily, where, yeah, you can avoid the players who clearly may be benched or have nothing to play for, whose playoff position is secure on their particular teams. But in season-long leagues, the last week of the season simply does not work. There have been some questions posed, well, okay, now that we're up to 17 games, could some games be meaningless in week 17? I want to see that to believe it, where you would actually have a team that is so secure in its position for the playoffs that they don't play a week 17 game with all their big names, because the result doesn't matter. I need to see that to believe it. And until I do, nope, don't think that's a factor at all. Thanks for listening to the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. We'll talk to you next time.